Well, here we are again, January the 2nd, 2019. I guess many of you know that I'm a huge sports fan. Also, you probably know that my favorite sport is football. And yesterday, being the first day of the year, I watched three football games. Really, I didn't watch them all. I watched intently the Kentucky game and then most of the Ohio State game, but I did a lot of reading and studying. So you guys probably know, or maybe you don't know, that Mark Anthony and I are both UK fans. Go Cats. And we're fans of the Bucks, Ohio State. I know that's not a common combination, and some people don't like that, but anyway, that's what we are. And last night, yesterday, was Urban Meyer's last game as coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. They had a very difficult season for very various reasons. And after they won the Rose Bowl last night, the interviewer asked Coach Meyer about the difficult season and how they persevered. And Coach Meyer said that they have a mantra in our locker room that says this: "When I needed you the most, you gave me your best." He said, "People scatter when hard times come. True friends stay with you even during the most difficult times." And you know, that got me to thinking about the Lord. That got me thinking about the fact that Jesus promised us that he'll never leave us and then he'll never forsake us. It also caused me to think about our need to be a true friend, and when someone needs us the most, making sure that we give our the best and not to scatter when hard times come. So today I want us to just talk about that for just a little bit and think about our text today, which is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13 and verse number 5. And it says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Oh man, what a promise from God. The fact that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Christ speaking says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Now, the context in the book of Hebrews is the author is giving reasons for the Hebrew Christians to be faithful in their Christian duties. The author is reminding the Hebrew saints not to be covetous and to be content with such things as they have. And why is that? Why is that encouragement? Because Christ is always with them. Now, this is a quote that's not a direct quote from the Old Testament, but the principle is present in the Old Testament. Robertson Word Picture says of this, Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 5, is that this quotation is a free paraphrase. In other words, the author of Hebrews taking several examples of the Old Testament of a promise that God gave in several different places, and then he is combining it together to make a paraphrase. So I thought it would be good for us to read these different passages of Scripture in the Old Testament to know that God promises his presence with his people. It's a principle taught throughout the Scripture, and it is a principle upon which we can build our faith. So the first time we find that is maybe not the first time, but one of the times we want to mention is God's promise to Jacob in Genesis 28:15. The scripture says this: "And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." So God has given Jacob some encouragement as he's going to follow God's plan for his life. And God says, "I'll not leave thee until I have done that which I've spoken to thee of." Then Joshua's coming on the scene, and he is going to take over for Moses. And Moses is giving some direction to Joshua. It's kind of his final words before Joshua takes over for him. And we find in Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, "And the Lord," this is Moses telling Joshua about the promise of God, "and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." So as Joshua is about to take over the difficult task of leading the children of Israel, he's taking over for Moses. And Moses is encouraging Joshua to know that God will be with him, that God will not fail him, and so therefore God would not forsake him. Therefore, Joshua should not be afraid nor be dismayed. And this is a principle we're going to understand that we can, since it's a general principle taught throughout the scripture, it is a principle that we can believe and we can practice and we can apply to our lives and know that this promise is a promise that is given to us just like it was given to these Old Testament saints. So after Moses dies, God is reaffirming his promise to Joshua in Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 5. Here's what the scripture says. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. Having a little computer problem. All the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So there again, we have a promise that God had given to Joshua, and God is reaffirming his promise. And he's saying, as I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor will I forsake thee. So there again is this promise that God is going to be with Joshua, that he's going to lead Joshua, and that he's not going to fail Joshua, nor forsake Joshua. Then we have David's words to Solomon, his son, found in 1 Chronicles chapter number 28 and verse number 20. This again now is Solomon taking over for David, and Solomon becoming king. And David, this is 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. What a way to begin our new year. What a truth for us to believe in. We have an understanding that as the followers of Jesus, we have the promise of the presence of God with us. We can be content with what we have, even in the times of difficulty, because we know that God is with us. Then, as we go on and read a little bit deeper into Hebrews chapter number 13, Hebrews 13:6 says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So be content with such things as you have, for he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then we understand, the Lord is my helper. I'll not fear what men shall do unto me. What a promise as we continue on in the new year, that we know that the Lord is our helper. And stop and consider that for a moment. The Lord is your helper. The very God of the universe is on your side. He is by your side. The Lord, your Savior, the one who redeemed you from sin, will help you in life. So today we can be encouraged that when we need Him most, He will be with us. When those around us scatter because times get tough, He will not. Additionally, let us remember the importance of abiding with others in the midst of tough times. Again, Urban Meyer saying, you know, when tough times come, people scatter. And a lot of times in the world, that's what we see. When tough times come, people scatter. But one of the great things about Christ is He will never leave us nor forsake us. So let's let the world know the difference about us as Christians is that just as like Christ stays with us during tough times, let's stay with others in the midst of tough times. Let's abide with others in the midst of tough times. Let's remember this. It's easy to tuck tail and run. When hard times come, it's easy to quit. It's easy to tuck tail and run. It's difficult to persevere. But a true friend will persevere. So today, let's persevere. Someone asked me about Kimberly and I's wedding, or our anniversary, when we had our 30th wedding anniversary, and they, well, how did you do it? And I said, well, the first thing is, we both had to want to. We both had to want to persevere, because if neither one of us wanted to persevere, neither one of us would. So remember, A true friend will persevere. So let's be that true friend today. So knowing this knowledge that God is a friend, He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake us, let's take that thought into prayer today. So today, Lord, we bow to You, thanking You that You are a friend which sticks closer than a brother. We bow our heads today, thanking You that You have preserved Your word for us. Inside Your preserved word, we find Your promises. Thank You for the examples of Your faithfulness to Your promises and to Your people in Your word. I pray today that you would build our faith as we learn Your promises and believe them in the midst of our difficult circumstances. God, also I want to thank You for Your faithfulness. I thank You that we can know, like Daniel proclaimed of Your people, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. God, You'll be faithful to Your people. And I thank You for that today. Also, Lord, as we listen to the one who penned the words found in the letter to the Hebrews, encouraging us not to covet, Lord, I pray that You will help us not to covet. Lord, covetousness is a sin. It is sin because we're not trusting in Your provision. Help us to be contented as we trust in You. As we begin this new year, encourage us to know that you are our helper. Lord, encourage us to call upon You in times of trouble, knowing You are present with us. Increase our faith as we put into practice what many in the world do not understand, that You are our helper and we will trust in You. Finally, Lord, just help us to know that You will not leave us. The going may get tough in life, but You will not scatter from us. We believe in You today. We trust in You today. Increase our faith. Build us up in the most holy faith. Help us to persevere and to know that You are leading us through the upcoming year. Just thank You for the promise of Your presence with us. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And until tomorrow, Pastor Mark Campbell saying goodbye.